Dr. Sudhoff, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
I'll start with the big question. Can you describe the moment you got the call?
That was one of the most unusual moments in my life because I was traveling, driving a rental car after a sleepless night on a plane in the middle of Spain and trying to find a place, getting slightly cranky because it took much longer than I thought it would. When I got a phone call, I thought it was somebody else, so my mood obviously improved.
How did you react? What did you say?
Well, first, I thought it wasn't true, but I guess I became convinced very quickly it must be true. And I was surprised beyond imagination because I didn't expect it.
Let's talk about your work a little bit. You focused on how nerve cells communicate with each other in the brain. How does your research affect our understanding of, say, Alzheimer's disease?
We know a lot about Alzheimer's disease. We know genes that are responsible. We know some of the noxious agents. But we actually don't know why Alzheimer's disease occurs, why the neurons die, why the synapses become impaired. What my work has done is shed light on how synapses work. And by doing that, it has allowed progress in probing why the synapses don't work as well in Alzheimer's disease, and thus enabled a better understanding of the disease.
So you're at Stanford now, but you spent, 25 years here in Dallas?
I did, yeah.
And UT Southwestern is where you kind of built your career, and they're proud to claim you as the 7th Nobel winner to come out of the school. What is it about that school that draws so much Nobel attention?
I think Southwestern is just a wonderful place because it really fosters communication, interactions, collaborations. It is driven by the spirit of excellence, and it is not as politically involved in sort of internal politics and things like this.
I'm wondering, when you think back to your time in Dallas, is there a certain place, a certain moment you picture in your mind?
There are many images that immediately come up. One is sort of the summer heat-filled empty streets, which has its own charm.
You have that medal up on the mantle, pretty much the pinnacle of scientific honors. Where does a scientist go from here?
We don't do science for medals. I don't think anything will change for me in terms of what I want to do. It's been exhilarating and just absolutely wonderful to be the recipient of this award, for sure. But it doesn't change what I do, nor is it the reason why I became a scientist. I mean, my major goal is, and my major driving force in what I do, is to try to learn more about how the brain works and try to contribute to find ways of treating people where the brain doesn't work. That won't change. That is what I want to do.
Well, Dr. Thomas Sudhoff, congratulations, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very, very much.